Hey guys, you're tuning into Sliders Podcast. You've got your guy, Toby the Guy Senpai.
You've got Mo, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You got Who's Taff, find out on the pod, aka African Warrior, aka Zulu Warrior, aka Shaka Zulu, aka that's it for today. Bars.
One of them sounded like, you know them, the Wii dance game. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. That Zumba, is it Zumba?
Zumba.
Oh, Zumba, yeah.
Wait, so Shaka before. Zulu sounds like the Zumba game.
Hey, man.
Toby, if you weren't black.
Honestly, that's quite poor.
Honestly, I can't believe you.
Hey, man.
Toby, do you know who the Zulu are?
Of course I do, yes.
Do you mind explaining for us?
Zulu... it's a streaming service like Hulu. I'm joking.
Honestly, first of all, listen, you've written apology to certain companies.
Oh my God.
You need to write an apology to the Zulu tribesmen.
They should listen with me. They should listen to the podcast and hear out my apology.
Are you one of the Zulu tribesmen?
Yeah, Ndebele people are a section of Zulu, like, or descendants of Zulu in a way.
I thought some of them were South African as well.
Yeah, some of them are South African. Like, there's people that speak pure Zulu, and then there's people that speak Ndebele, which is a variation of Zulu. It's sort of like Spanish. It's sort of like Latin in a way, and how there's different versions of Spanish out there.
Zulu.
Yeah.
I think you should explain that for the people who don't know on the pod.
Oh, they can make Zumba jokes.
Or that too.
but yeah, you know, small things like that.
That too, yeah. But yeah, I was gonna ask you guys as well. But I was just curious. I saw, like, my sister's birthday's coming up soon, and then she was asking for, oh, is it alright if you guys get me, like, or you can try getting me Jordans, clothes, AirPods. And it really had me thinking, what was I wearing, like, back when I was her age? Because I swear she's like 14. Is she turned 14?
14.
I think she's turned 15. But yeah, like, back when you were 15, like, were you wearing brands, or were you like me wearing Puma, what are they called again? Puma suedes, that's it.
Puma's still a brand though.
Yeah, it is, but like, was it respected?
It wasn't respected brand name.
It's not respected now.
Not now.
No, Puma's standard. Like, pair of people were like a Puma top and Puma joggers. We're not sponsored, so let's keep the words, let's keep brand names to a minimum until they start paying niggas. <Fair enough. laughs> Well, I guess we can say what the tick, stripes, and the cat.
Yeah,
that's fair. Okay.
To be honest, there are two cats. There's, I'll just say Slazenger. Is it Slazenger? Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Well, what about Lonsdale?
Oh, Slazenger's broke, fam. We can say Slazenger.
What about Lonsdale? Was a lion, I swear.
Lonsdale's whatever.
But it's not similar to like them two.
All I'm saying, Slazenger and Lonsdale were PE clothes. That's strictly PE clothes.
Yeah.
You could not wear those for leisure or going out or doing anything, fam. There was no need for those to see outside the changing rooms.
That's facts, actually. I can't lie. Honestly. You just get mocked. But yeah, like, what age do you guys get, like, well, start wearing brands?
Like, it brands like the tick and the stripes, yeah? For me, it would be in small amounts. So I started wearing Nike in, in college. So I got Nike shoes and Adidas shoes, and that's when I had like proper brands. Before that, to me, I had like these Puma cat tennis shoes, and I didn't know they were tennis shoes, but I just wore them out. Like, if you remember in college, like, they were black with bright light blue soles, and yeah, that's when I started. Before then, it was just anything, fam.
Right. What brought about that change for that new face?
Because I was sick and tired of fucking of pumps with no tag on them. I just don't like it. I didn't like it at all. Like, I just wanted this stuff, but we didn't have the money to always buy like new stripes and ticks.
Yeah. Mo?
I mean, I started wearing the tit in year 11 and I had one pair of shoes. It was because they were new to me, like, completely. I'd never had any tick shoes before, like, before year 11. I wore them everywhere. I rinsed them.
Oh,
they became
my
school shoe.
What make were they?
They were right. They were tick, but they were, I think they were like these Lunar Air Forces. I think that's what
Lunar.
Yeah, like they had like, so they were white, but then they had like this light blue sole on the bottom of the shoe.
Okay.
I think that's what they went by. Luna. I think it was Luna, yeah.
Never heard of them.
I'll see if I can find the exact name. But yeah, they were cold. And so I wore them everywhere. I wore them to school, even though it was against school uniform policy. I didn't care.
Bad boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wore them to DMV. So when I went on DMV,
this guy's stupid.
I was like,
not care about your ankles.
I was like, I want to look good. It wasn't even about how it would hurt my feet. It was more about how the shoes were ruined because of my stupidity, fam. After I wore them to DMV, I couldn't wear them again. They were ruined. The mud got all over them. My mum saw me when she picked me up. She's like, you're stupid. And then we had to dash them away. But yeah, from that point, I picked up a couple ticks and stripes. From that point, I spent a lot more in year 12 and 13. But I've got a decent amount of them now, but I had to work. You know, I worked for my own money to buy them. My parents don't.
Yeah. Side note, yeah, you have a mad shoe collection, Mel.
Wait, really?
No, I don't. It seems like I do, but a lot of the shoes I don't even wear tough.
But you still have the collection.
It's not a collection. That's kind of silly. Of what sort is it a collection? I've got these dead Air Force trainers from first year of uni.
No, I mean, you know the shoes you don't wear.
The shoes I don't wear.
You know them rainbow.
Oh, those rainbow ones. I like those. The only reasons I don't wear those now is because, one, there's nowhere to wear them. Quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine.
And two, got dirty.
What are they called?
I just want to call it the LGBTQ+ color wave shoes. They're rainbow shoes. Like Nike, Air Force.
Are they specifically for how LGBTQ?
From the box. Oh. Pride colors, the pride flag. So
the
yes.
Pride flag is a rainbow, Mo.
Yeah, it's a rainbow.
So how do you know it's associated with pride? Or
because
it says
pride on the box.
Oh, okay.
But does it?
You should have left it that.
With the shoes, like obviously
the name of the shoes has pride in it somewhere. I'm sure of it. The only reason I don't wear those now, I really love those when I bought them last year, but then they got dirty. Because I wore them to club one time.
Ooh.
And I just haven't figured out how I'm going to clean it yet. But when I do, I'm going to start wearing those shoes again for sure.
Rainbow shoes.
Yeah.
I think I found out what these Lunas look like that Mo's talking about. Was it that?
Yeah, that was it.
Let me show it to you. Yeah, so it had the grey body with the light sole. So those shoes look all right. The Luna.
They weren't even grey. The ones I had weren't grey.
Okay, I know it.
Yeah,
right.
How about you, Toby?
Yeah, they look ugly, bro. Anyway.
Like your face.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, wow.
They can't see that.
For good reason.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I spent the whole college not wearing any proper, like, bait brands. Like, I wore checks, I wore stripes, but they weren't, like, the respected, like, collection from them brands. So, I think there was... I had the Adidas ETQs. I think that's what they're called. The ETQs. Have you heard of them?
I think I have. Yeah.
ETQ.
Oh.
Retrospectively, Toby, would you say those shoes were ugly?
What, the ETQs?
These were clapped. I remember these. I didn't want to buy these.
The ETQs, they're a good price.
They were a good price. They're selling stripes. For 50 right now.
We're good. I don't know about you, man, but I got myself the... ZX Fluxes.
Oh, childish.
In year 12.
Childish.
Year 12.
Yeah, in year 12. Yeah. A couple months after I bought them, Nella Rose did this video. Yeah. With her friends and a couple, like, loads of friends.
Yeah.
And they were like, the things they're leaving behind this year.
Yeah.
ZX Fluxes pops up. I'm like, okay, but I just got these. You, man, may have worn them out, but I've worn this out maybe like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
I kept on using them. Them to uni, clown maybe once or twice, but now they're gym shoes.
Okay,
my shoe game, it's weak now.
Still,
first year it was good, and then I fell off. I don't think I've bought that was like pretty much 2 years ago. I haven't bought shoes and like new shoes in like 2 years, to be honest. But yeah, I haven't really found the appeal of them. Maybe I haven't really kept up with like the shoe market, or maybe nothing interesting has really dropped, but. Other than Air Forces, there's just nothing that really appeals to me. But I'm not sure if it's the same with you guys.
I mean, for me, it's just, I don't like buying shoes. I never have liked buying shoes. They're too expensive.
Seriously?
Like, even when you make money, shoes are expensive.
Nah,
you're a grown man. If you're getting shoes that are decent, like let's put the low bar at Air Force Ones.
Right.
They're 80, 90 pounds.
Okay.
That is so close to 100, it just seems disgusting to drop on a pair of shoes. And then if you want shoes that are better than that, you know, they may be branded like Jordans or whatever. Still never owned a pair of Jordans, by the way. That will cost you 100 plus, 150 plus. And I just hate it. I can't do it.
Can I say that was a weird flex? It sounded like a flex.
Oh, it's not a flex. It's a sad moment because...
like you never had Jordans.
You're not black.
No, let's say that.
You pause. Do not own Jordans. You're not black.
Hey, I guess
I'll take your black card and deport you right now.
So am I colorless? Am I colorless or what? Because I'm black in other ways. The fact that you paused made that more sus.
I sure didn't mean it that way, but
I didn't mean it that way,
bro. Okay. You said what you said.
Yeah, the reason why I said it like that is because in like 2016, that was the last time I went to Florida, and normally my parents would be like, "Oh, what do you want? Do you want to get anything? Tell us what you want." Only thing I told them is a pair of Jordans. We went shopping a couple times. I said what I liked. They didn't have it my size. I was like, okay, cool. If you can't get it, you can't get it. That's fair enough. But they managed to get my brother a pair of Jordans back in 2016, sorry. Jeez. And he was, what, 10 years old at the time.
Jeez.
So he got his first pair of Jordans at age of 10. Beef. I'm here at 20. I still got nothing. My parents don't care. At this point, I just don't care. Like, I'm not going to ask them to buy me Jordans because I'm not going to buy. I wouldn't buy it for myself even if I had the money.
Right.
Like, it's just not that deep.
So the dinner table's tense, fam. That's what I'm hearing. The dining room's tense.
Yeah, I'm not focused on shoes anymore. The shoes I have now, I'm content with, and I think I'll be content for a while.
Really? There's always room for more shoes, fam. Just a question of whether or not there's enough money for them. You get me? But I really like shoes. The pair that I like now are the Kendrick Lamar Cortezes, the house shoes. Those ones, I like them because of their unique style. Like, I don't wear them that often, but they're really comfortable and cushiony shoes. Mm. But that's me, though. I'm looking at currently getting the Odell Beckham Jr. They're the 720 tick shoes, if you've seen those.
What do they look like?
So they have a desert color. It's like a nice little cream on them with the air bubble sole. If you've seen what that looks like.
Okay.
No, yeah. They're ugly.
What do you mean they're ugly?
Yeah, they're not nice.
Wait, let me see. Oh, no, not those ones.
Does it not have the air
bubble? No, those must be new. Yeah, that's a new silhouette.
Wait, can you repeat the name again?
ODB. Oh, it's those ones. Yeah. Actually.
These ones, yeah?
Yeah, it's those ones.
You said ODB. You meant OBJ. So the OBJ, Young King of the People.
Yep.
720 Nike Air. Tick Air Max.
Yeah. So, Toby.
How much is
that? That color wave.
Fam, they're sold out. Like, the resale's like 200 something.
Mad.
Adidas versus Nike. Which one takes it for you? Shoe-wise, not clothing.
It's a short conversation. Nike, checks. Right. Check over stripes. Drake said it.
Yep.
Well, I agree.
Checks over stripes.
Yep.
Pretty short then. I had a poll, and on the poll I did Adidas versus Nike, and this was on clothing. I need to do one on shoes actually, but on clothing it was 33% for Adidas and 67% for Nike.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because that's where
I think I'll switch up my opinion on that one. I think for clothing I might go for like for jogging mode and stuff. I like Nike. I mean Adidas.
Yeah. Yeah. Adidas does very well with its clothing. Nike lacks severely. But then again, you have Nike Tech.
Yeah.
So the Nike Tech tracksuit is very popular. So some people would still say Nike for clothing. But I really do say Adidas stripes do it for me. Oh, at least I said stripes. Any mention of these brand names will get cut. I'll have to sit down intensively.
Why are we so against
this? Until we get this bag, Toby.
Oh my God. What if we get the bag for mentioning them enough? I don't know.
No, business works like that. No. These people are selfish.
Oh, man. But no, I do rate Adidas clothing, to be fair. I always feel conflicted because, like, Nike shoes are the way forward. I think there's not really too much of an argument there. But then you get Adidas clothes, which I rate more. So it's like, and obviously there's a forbidden rule of you can't mix stripes in.
Oh, I mix
checks.
All the time.
Same.
I mix all the time. Bro, that's it illegal. Looks so good having, back when I had my black stripes and white Air Forces, it just looked good. It makes sense. Black stripes with Air Forces, black striped pants with Air Force shoes.
We don't care about the logic. There's just some things you don't do.
No, I'm telling you, it looks nice if there were black Nike tracksuit bottoms and your white Air Forces. It looked nicer.
Wait, you're a person that matches.
I would look to match now if I can, but before I would mix and match and I'd hold the corn.
No. I'm telling you, I do it on purpose. It makes sense. Adidas clothes with Nike. Stripe clothes with check shoes makes sense.
I said, fuck the patriarchy, man.
Fuck the patriarchy, indeed.
It's always trying to be different, man. Nah, but respect to man. A lot of the time, the clothes that we do wear are just like based off what I guess so the social norms or like what society deems is like, okay, this is a cool brand, so you're sort of respected for wearing it.
Yeah,
no
but
matter how it looks.
Fam, non-uniform day. What was it? What was your worst non-uniform day if you ever had one?
Ugh, that's a good question. Probably all of them. Just looking back at it.
All of them. Jesus yeah. Christ,
but,
Toby.
But at the time, I thought it was cold as hell. I thought I was full of drippy.
What were you wearing? What were you wearing back then?
Chinos. I think I'll just leave it there.
Chinos.
Nah, too.
What were you wearing, Mo?
I was wearing chinos as well.
I was wearing smart chinos. Shoes
Chino guys, wait, smart shoes. Yeah, I was wearing smart shoes, chinos.
Wait, define smart shoes like.
They were smart shoes. In fact, actually, no, they weren't. I remember I wore chinos. I had like a Ralph Lauren like shirt on, a Ralph Lauren jumper to go over the top.
Polo.
It was a polo thing. No, it wasn't a polo. It was like an actual. Okay. It's like a checkered shirt, like long sleeves, jumper over the top, also Ralph Lauren, and then I had these black mid Air Forces on. Yeah.
Who dressed you?
Thank you very much. Who dressed me, bro? I got to school and I got corned, not for, oh bro, why are you wearing smart stuff coming into school looking like you're some posh boy? Nah, I got corned because chinos don't go well with black Air Forces, bro.
You, what color were your chinos?
They were.
Oh, no.
What color were they?
Oh, no. They were like tan. Like beige colour.
Because no one gets chinos in fucking black and blue.
Yeah.
It's always some left field colour, fam. Yeah. I'll tell you now, my chinos were fucking orange. Like a very dark orange, fam.
Do you mind telling me how fucking orange is different to normal orange?
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, you described it as fucking orange.
Well, fucking orange and orange are two different colours, Mo. Okay. You see, orange is calm. Fucking orange isn't.
Fair enough.
Okay. Thank you. And I wore them.
It's simple. It's simple as that.
I wore them with same thing, a polo top, short sleeve. It was just colorful, fam. It was a lime green polo with pink stripes, like bright pink stripes and a pink collar. And I wore it with bright orange chinos and some burgundy pumps.
You should retire now.
Please say you got clowned.
No.
You sound like you're describing the Joker. He said orange chinos and lime green polo.
Yeah. And you thought that was okay.
Bro, I literally didn't know any better. And remember No Fear? I used to have like No Fear high tops. Man.
Any of you remember Everlast?
The sweet.
Oh no, it's a clothing brand.
It's a brand.
Wait, is it the one with the mountain?
I think so. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I remember Everlast.
I don't know if I ever had anything from them, to be fair.
I think it could have been PE clothes for me. They've done sports stuff, innit?
I don't think so, you know. I thought it was more like fashion-y stuff. Because I used to wear it, and looking back at like, maybe I just wasn't doing it right, but that's one of the things I wore, like non-uniform. And I had an old profile picture, and I just sometimes to look back at it, like, what was I doing?
I'm pretty sure. I regret every fashion choice I made before university.
Before uni?
Before uni. Even in college, I was still wearing some left field shit that I shouldn't have been wearing. I think uni, I can look back at myself in first year and be like, yeah, I was calm. can't look back at myself in college and look at my outfits.
I think college is the time when most people usually like pattern, but damn, uni.
Put like this.
Or you wouldn't.
I went from worse to bad.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from bad to good. That was it. That's worse good. Was high school. Bad was college and good was uni.
Man, he's falling off a little bit now, but yeah. Anyway, carry on though.
I would just say I'm still transitioning. I'm not there. I'm not good. I look good, at my wardrobe. No,
but comparing yourself from high school, college, and now, there clearly has to be
there's progression. Out. There's definitely progression. Like, I won't step out if I'm actually going to an event or something. I'm gonna dress nicely. I'm gonna dress well. Like the colors will, you know, they'll
coordinate.
They'll coordinate. They'll be coordinated. There won't be any clashing. You'll never catch me in any orange chinos, lime green polo, or anything like that. Some burgundy socks and burgundy shoes. That assortment of colours is dangerous.
It is. I think I have the picture too. Like,
but yeah, I'm still looking for a particular style when it comes to my
still clothes. Trying to figure yourself out.
Yeah.
So that striped champion top.
Yeah, that's not part of my style.
It is like black and white striped small. You could add it and diversify your wardrobe.
Yeah, but then it's got the blue champion over the middle.
Yeah.
It looks terrible.
Oh, come on.
Honestly, that one might have to go to charity.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey, vintage.
Yeah, but would you say like your outfit or someone's outfits in their fashion sense like reveals a lot about that person?
I used to look at people's shoes and that would tell me a little something about their character.
Damn. So what? Yeah, so did you ever look at ours? Okay. I've seen
swag.
This is the outfit.
Well, that was back in the swag. What about your face? Well. I wish the people could see.
I was just fat.
Wow.
Wait, what year is that?
Hold on. Let me see if there's any details. So this
lime green tough, guys. I wish they could see.
I added this in 2018.
That's honestly a terrible.
To be fair, like.
Actually, the picture's good. You look like a happy guy.
You're a fool.
But you shouldn't be happy.
You should be thinking about your actions.
The chinos made sense at the time. Honestly, I thought I was the guy, but these times I wasn't. I really wasn't.
Does everyone here regret just wearing chinos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Chinos were a tragedy.
Fair enough. And also, Taff, you said you look at people's shoes and it tells you a bit about them. So, did you ever look at our shoes then and think, this person?
Like I said, I used to. So, let me see now. This might go into most little running joke.
Wait, what's this?
That Taff remembers everything that people are wearing at all times.
Oh. Huh.
I didn't know it was guys too, though, so.
Oh, okay. You said too much, Mo.
You're dumb.
Put two and two together, though.
So, I don't remember what you guys were wearing when I first met you. I have one story about Terrell, but I'll wait till background Marshall's here. When background Marshall's here, I'll tell you the first time I met this guy, what this guy was wearing.
Was it the night out?
It was horrendous. It was on a night out. It was horrendous.
Yeah, I remember.
An ensemble of pieces. That's what that was. But first time I met Mo, you were just dressed in like standard clothes, fam. You were in your jacket, low cut even. I think you were just wearing standard shoes. Mm-hmm. First time I met Toby, I think was downstairs going out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're wearing a black top, probably had a necklace on you.
Wrong.
Really?
That's wrong. Yeah.
You didn't have a necklace?
I didn't even have a black top. I had my car hat white top on. And I remember that because I couldn't be bothered ironing it and then... I got a clown. Not clown, but yeah, they comment. People, Simba and them man commented.
Oh, they clocked that you didn't iron it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
Oh, shit then. But, I think I'm driven that out then. But
Didn't mean to debunk.
Yeah. No, but I didn't, like I said, I used to. And yeah. I would literally just look at your shoes and be like, this person's clean. This person's dirty. You know, I like your shoes and all that type of stuff. Because sometimes, like, when a shoe's just tired, you can tell that a shoe's tired. Like, an Air Force, it's one of those shoes that you look at an Air Force and be like, cool, this shoe's tired, but it's a common shoe that people wear all the time. So if I see a tired Air Force, I understand. You get me? If I see, like, attired anything other than an Air Force, listen, we need to sit down and talk.
I don't know. Like, I don't really judge someone based off what they're wearing unless it's like, it's bait that, okay, what you're wearing is clapped. Like, this doesn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I acknowledge when people do dress nice and then every, like, average dressing is just minor to me. Like, especially on nights as well. I think there was one time, I think Mo went, like, Mo had what, the gilet on.
Oh, he got hoodie the on. Gilet.
I was like, hey, this
he
guy.
He had the braids. Mm. And he was looking like TLC in the building.
Oh, man. Hey,
he came swagged out.
Those were, in some ways, better days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, damn.
Before.
Maybe I didn't know Mo. And I realized, yeah, unfortunately, I do still know Mo. Yeah. So.
Okay.
What's your best outfit of 2020?
Oof.
2020?
Yeah.
You're seeing it.
So what
there's been
on?
No occasion in 2020 that I've looked good.
Bro, no occasion. Don't see that.
No,
man.
No, that's actually, no. Remember, actually, unless we went out early January or February, maybe just after we finished exam in January. If we went out early February times before the lockdown, maybe that's my best outfit, because I probably just went to club in my normal ripped grey jeans from Top Man, Air Forces. I probably did throw on the delay there too.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm looking through in Jan to see what was going on, fam, and we were not going out.
Nope. I think, wasn't the last proper night out we went on was, I swear when Lawrence's friends came over, right?
Or maybe actually, no, Afro-clash. We had an ACS event.
After January?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, take me out, actually. Take me
oh off. Wait, this is when I think we went to like some Latino place. I'm best smiling looking at the camera.
Suspiciously happy.
Yeah, I'm just like, why?
When was that?
This was early Jan.
Crazy.
Oh no, no, late Jan, sorry. Yeah.
And did you swag out then, Tuff?
Nah, I was just wearing like a hoodie and stuff. Nah, my outfits have been pretty standard in 2020. Like nothing much was going on.
They've been the same. Quiet, they've been repetitive. They're consistent. There we go.
Yeah, I was just consistent, fam. This much, I've pretty much been wearing the same outfit.
Yeah,
for COVID.
Black hoodie. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I might even have this as my podcast uniform. You know,
podcast.
Be consistent. Green shorts, black hoodie.
Hey, I rate that. You can say true to yourself. No more AKs then. No.
Mm-hmm. No, I keep the AKs.
All right, the cold storm.
Yeah.
I'll take. But yeah, because the reason I asked that is like, I think I was having a conversation with someone, like, on whether or not, like, what outfit someone wears is more of a trait, more like an appearance trait or a personality trait. But I'm not sure if that works. So, like, does it say, because obviously you're going to see someone's outfit and then they're going to look more appealing or they're going to look a certain type of way. But to you, does it say more about their personality or like does their appearance come to play?
Yeah, you can get a lot from the way a person dresses, in it. Like if you see someone at an AC, if you see someone at an event where it's literally come casual, whatever they wear tells you a lot more about their personality than if you see people at an interview. You get me? Yeah. So if I tell people you're coming to an interview, you're most likely going to come in a professional, formal clothing. So I can't really judge people's personalities off that. But yeah, if I tell people come to this ACS event and you still dress formally, that says that, okay, you're a formal character. Like you like to just be formal,
yeah,
in outside settings, or you like casual when, you know, it's just time for casual. But then again, it's not always an accurate judge because,
true,
you know, someone could just be like, I'm a formal person, but I understand this to be a casual event, so I'll dress casually.
Yeah.
And there's some people that are like, I'm formal, so I'll be formal wherever I go. So it's not always a suit. Sometimes it might be a cardigan or jumper thing, but it's still, okay, like a bit formal or smart casual, as they say.
Okay. Has anyone ever surprised you that, like, in terms of like, okay, you thought like they dressed a certain type of way, you're like, okay, this person must be this kind of way. And then they just 180'd your
like
opinion.
What? They just switched up. Like they came in a different thing.
Like a suit and tie. And well, do you know they're, I don't know.
Nah. I think you guys went to the ACS ball, innit? So maybe you guys saw something like that. Were you surprised at the ACS ball? Like, were some people like just out stunning?
Ooh, HS Ball.
Yeah.
Hmm. I surprised myself.
Yo,
oh my gosh.
Yo. I can't really think of that. The other day, I was asking you because you said like you do look at what people are wearing and then you're like, okay, they're this and that. But I don't really judge people based off what they're wearing. But yeah. I can imagine a lot of people do. If anything, I can imagine like they're probably being like a specialist degree in like analyzing people's behavior based off what they're wearing. But
yeah, that's what they do. Like the FBI people, fam. Like they'll analyze your behavior. Like there's people that analyze your handwriting. Have you seen them people?
Yeah,
that shit's crazy. So there's definitely people that analyze your clothing and get like information from you that way. Like Sherlock Holmes in the Benedict Cumberbatch series, he was like that. Like he would look at your top and be like, oh, there's hair on it. This person must own a dog. Judging by the hair, it's a fucking Rottweiler. They only sell Rottweilers in Northern England.
Yep. So you just got back from the army.
You just got back from the army. I could tell by your limp. Like that's literally how the Sherlock moves, fam.
Yeah.
Nah.
That was a sick series, man.
Oh, have you watched it?
Yeah, watched quite a bit of it.
It was really good. But you'll still remember the first time you met them and what they were wearing. Of course, Toby, you messed up.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was years ago.
I saw the video as well, man. Crazy.
Oh yeah, we do too. Yeah. I think that was the first baptism we done.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Man, Tom got vodka, goodness knows.
Tom did?
Yeah, got that one, yeah. Yeah.
It's currently
addicted. And Taff thought that a cider was like, do you remember the figure, Taff?
What was it? Well, did I think?
Pretty much you removed a decimal place, bro. You took off a whole decimal place.
I thought it was like 60 or some shit.
Like, a cider was 60.
For cider?
Yeah. Yeah, Taff was new to alcohol. Believe it or not, he didn't drink before uni.
And he still doesn't.
All I'll say is that I'm the only person in this room who doesn't drink. I'm just referring to what Taff said that. Actually, they don't know.
All right, let's cut the points. Niggas are starting to lie now. Let's wrap it up. God. Is this a close?
I think it's a close, yeah.
Or is it a close?
I want to make the joke, but I didn't have it in me. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter.
At Who's Taff, find out on the pod, aka Shaka Zulu Incarnate, aka Zulu Warrior.
And it's also been Mo, aka Moby Von Kenobi.
Oh my god.
Yo!
Wait, you see what's magic? I said that at the beginning. And he did.
You didn't say that.
I did. I said the same exact thing at the beginning. You'll find it when you watch this back.
Why don't you pay attention?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Nah, that's cool.
Anyway, just a reminder for you guys to check your creps before you step outside.
Yep. Or you regret for the rest of your life. And it's Toby the Guy Senpai.
This has been Sliders Podcast.
Sliding out.